Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 688. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day. Keep the blessed hope alive in your heart. Don't get discouraged. Don't get defeated. And you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready, get ready, get ready. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus hit over 500,000 early Tuesday in the 7 months since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China. It has infected over 10 million people, according to the inaccurate count of the people doing the counting. Many people believe that the number is much higher, and this number here represents worldwide infections. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Yonet News, according to a counter-proposal to a contentious U.S. plan, the Palestinians are prepared to renew long-stalled peace talks with Israel and to agree to minor territorial concessions. A Palestinian Authority text sent to the International Peacemaking Quartet says the Palestinians are ready to resume direct bilateral negotiations where they stopped in 2014. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shataya said on June 9th that the Palestinian Authority had drafted a response to the U.S. proposal but did not previously mention direct talks with the Israelis. Israel's coalition government has set July 1st as the date from which it could initiate action on U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial Middle East peace proposals. The Trump plan paves the way for Israel to annex parts of the occupied West Bank, including Jewish settlements considered illegal under international law. The Palestinian Authority said the counterproposal would be withdrawn if Israel went ahead with annexation of any part of the Palestinian territory. Third today, under the sign category of famines, according to the BBC News, Brazil and Argentina are monitoring the movements of a large swarm of locusts, which has been eating its way through crops in the region. The insects, which can cover a distance of 93 miles in a day or more, have already traveled from Paraguay to Argentina, and it is feared Brazil and Uruguay would be next. Brazil has told farmers to be alert to the possible arrival of the locusts. Kenya and India are also currently fighting locust swarms. Now it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, How Certain is Christ's Second Coming, Part 7, from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now in heaven with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's fine book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. James, this little book which challenges Christians to show their faith by their works, culminates with a strong appeal relative to the coming of Christ. Be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Peter, writing to believers who were undergoing the trials of persecution, the Apostle Peter challenged the elders to be faithful leaders on the basis of the Lord's coming. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Peter's second epistle contains a lengthy prophecy concerning the rise of scoffers in the days just preceding Christ's coming. He promises that in spite of their ridicule, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. 1 John, the beautiful epistle that brings us assurance of salvation and confidence, also challenges us to holy living on the basis of Christ's second coming. Here's an example. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Idolatry to be Destroyed at Christ's Coming, Part 20. Dr. J.C. Rao continues, Brethren, I know not how these things sound to your ears. To me, it is no pleasure to dwell on the shortcomings of any who profess and call themselves Christians. I can say truly that I have said what I have said with pain and sorrow. I draw a wide distinction between the Church of Rome and the private opinions of many of her members. I believe and hope that many a Roman Catholic is in heart inconsistent with his profession and is better than the church to which he belongs. I cannot forget the Jansenists and Quesnel and Martin Buber. I believe that many a poor Italian at this day is worshiping with an idolatrous worship simply because he knows no better. He has no Bible to instruct him. He has no faithful minister to teach him. He has the fear of the priest before his eyes if he dares to think for himself. He has no money to enable him to get away from the bondage he lives under, even if he feels a desire. I remember all this, and I say that the Italian eminently deserves our sympathy and compassion, but all this must not prevent my saying that the Church of Rome, the Catholic Church, is an idolatrous church. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next podcasts and episode. Our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us all to keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight. It's coming.